strength of a trust. And I am a player. And that's why this show is called Trust Opinion.
He doesn't even need a game system to play on. He can play Guitar Hero acoustically.
Yeah, but can he play Buckethead on expert level?
Go ahead, Thad. Show him what you can do. Check this out.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Trash Opinions, where we talk all things trash. I am your host, Trash, and today we are talking about Guitar Hero 2, more specifically, the set list. This ranking is not by how fun or challenging these charts are, instead it's how I feel about them as songs themselves. Last time we had 49 songs, and this time it's a whopping 86, and yes, we are including not only the main set list of Guitar Hero 2, but the Xbox 360 exclusive songs, the bonus songs, and regrettably, the DLC. My history with this game is one of love and obsession. This was the only game I played for like a solid couple of months after it came out. I just wanted to keep getting better, working my way up to expert. I never beat the game on expert. Those last couple songs always kick my ass, even on hard, but I was barely able to beat it on hard once. Now, before we get into the rankings, like and subscribe, but also I need to preface this list, especially with a, hey, this is just my own personal music biases going into these rankings and nothing else. If a song you really like is low and you're really upset about it, I'm sorry I don't enjoy the same music as you. That must be really hard for you. I kid. But seriously, for the love of God, do not take this ranking too seriously. People have been disagreeing with my music takes for decades. I like a lot of stuff that sucks and hate on a lot of stuff that's actually good. I can admit that. Also, see, the thing with me is young trash did not like the mainstream. I would actively avoid things that got mega popular just because I'm always left disappointed when someone tells me about their fandom and it's like the safest, most benign crap I've ever seen, while it's this revolutionary piece of media for another person, and I feel bad for shitting on that. I can respect it, and there's tons of stuff that's super popular that I never got into, like Harry Potter, Fast and the Furious, Marvel outside of the X-Men, post-original trilogy Star Wars, Call of Duty, Legend of Zelda. And why I'm saying this is because there's also a lot of extremely popular bands that I was the same exact way with, and I just don't want fans of those bands mad at me. It's not them, it's me. Well, okay, sometimes it is them. I will get into what bands specifically I don't gel with in a minute, but just go into this remembering what I'm telling you right now. I understand how important music is to some people, and I don't want to make you feel bad for enjoying something that I don't like, and this is why I wanted to avoid doing music content in the first place, but music is such a big part of my life, and I enjoy talking about it, even though it's hard to put words to describe why a series of sounds makes the serotonin go yay, but I'll try anyway. Now, you may be wondering if I have a set of parameters or rules for what makes a song good, and I don't. In fact, you may catch me contradicting myself many times. My idea of what makes a song good to me is, does it spark joy? My music taste is all over the place. You should see some of my Spotify playlists. They make no sense. I literally will give anything a fair shot, regardless of genre, even if some genres tend to disappoint me more than others, which we will get into, since there's a fair amount of songs from a certain genre of really popular music that the Guitar Hero series is just chock full of, starting with this game, actually. So with that being said, just don't hate me, please. I am but a humble pile of garbage with a face drawn on it. My opinions actually don't matter. But here, let's start off this list by probably pissing some people off, starting with fans of number 86, Valiant Thor, Fall of Pangaea. This is what happens when your bandmates don't say no to your bad ideas. This is just fucking bad. Like, what the fuck? Why is the song 7 minutes long? And I got tired of it after the first minute. It never got better for me, and I never want to listen to this piece of shit ever again. I tried to avoid giving it the bottom placement just because I didn't want to bully some small band, but no, they're actually rather successful band, it seems. They've performed on television, they've toured with Mastodon, Anthrax, and fucking Motorhead. They have 7 studio albums, like, they've had their shot, they've had their fun. They have to have a fan base, and I can't imagine their shows smell good, judging from the general vibe of the band. This just screams avoid at all costs to me. This is pretty terrible. After that, we have the worst song of the main set list, which is number 85, Spinal Tap. Tonight, I'm gonna rock you tonight. Haha, oh my god, you guys, they put a Spinal Tap song in the game. Isn't that funny? LOL, turn it to 11, right? This is Spinal Tap is a funny movie. I get it was like the first mockumentary to get really popular, and some of my favorite movies and shows are actually mockumentaries, but I never was super into This is Spinal Tap the way a lot of people. This is some people's favorite comedy of all time, and I feel bad being like, yeah, it's pretty funny, and that's it. This is like a dad joke, but they put it in a Guitar Hero game, and I don't get what makes it funny enough to waste the song spot on. The entire joke is, haha, isn't it funny that we put a Spinal Tap song in the game? It would be fine if the song was good, but the song is shit. But it's a joke song. Yeah, I know, I get the joke, but I'm not laughing. It's terrible. Now, I don't know how the hell this song managed to escape the bottom, but next we have 84, Warrant, Cherry Pie. Oh boy, some genuine, undeniable, wholly agreed upon crap. Holy shit, this song sucks. I almost enjoy it ironically just because it's so sleazy. It's almost like this perfect satire of hair metal. But no, it just magnifies everything wrong with the genre. The lyrics are fucking laughably awful too. A lot of people claim grunge is what killed hair metal, but if you ask me, it was awful shit that came out in the early 90s like Warrant and like Nelson. The 90s had so much bad hair metal. Warrant makes Stryper look like fucking Van Halen. Winger gets a lot of flack as one of the super lame poser metal bands of that era, but Winger is fucking Judas Priest compared to this bullshit. Winger actually gets a bad rap. Stewart's shirt should have said Warrant instead. Warrant deserved it for sure. This is like an unironic limousine from Homestar Runner. Actually, no, I'd put Limousine, a fake band, over Warrant. This is just so bad. And the worst metalcore song of many in this game, we have number 83, Every Time I Die is a New Black. This is garbage. The vocals are really annoying, the guitars are cock rock as fuck, and they're just trying really hard to be Dillinger Escape Plan, and they're clearly not. This is like everything I hate about metalcore. This song is just plain obnoxious. Alright, we picked on some easy targets, but now I have my eyes set on a big dog of rock. Next up, as the last of the truly terrible songs, we have number 82, Aerosmith, Last Child. This is where I might turn off some viewers here. Aerosmith fucking sucks. I know that's a really unpopular opinion among some classic rock fans, but they do, and I'm glad at least some people seem to agree that they're awful and annoying. At least some bands that I call overrated can rule sometimes, but Aerosmith is just everything about arena cock rock that I just hate. I feel like the main guitar riff is mocking me, like it sounds taunting. Just nothing about this song is enjoyable to me, and I'm just waiting for it to be over the entire time. It's terrible. And starting off a new tier of songs I only view to be meh, here we start off the meh tier with number 81, The Breaking Wheel, One for the Road. There's absolutely nothing special about this band, it seems. This is the second dud in a row for Breaking Wheel, previously known as Artillery. At least it has vocals this time and isn't one of the 30 instrumental songs in this game. All I can really say, it also just kinda makes 4 minutes feel like 6. It's going in meh. Next we have number 80, Anarchy Club, Collide. It wouldn't be a Harmonix game without Anarchy Club. I liked the Anarchy Club song last time, but this just isn't as good. It's actually really unremarkable. The bridge is decent at least, it's just super meh. Continuing with mediocrity, we have number 79, Ounce of Self, Drink Up. This is a very poor man's Pantera. Singer is trying really hard to be Phil Anselmo, and why the hell would you want to be Phil Anselmo? That's really all I can say about it. It's not very good. It's going in meh. Now, I'm truly disappointed I need to rank this song this low, but here we have number 78, Made in Mexico, Yes We Can. Damn, I really wanted to like this one since I really liked Pharaoh Myth a lot, but this song is just kind of boring. It's breaking my heart, but when the weird falls flat, it really falls flat. I also hate whistling in songs, but this one one-ups it by getting a whole-ass whistle section. I gotta throw this in meh. And another bonus song, we have number 77, Count Zero, Radium Eyes. Oh boy, Count Zero again. This one is not nearly as unlistenable as the last one. The pre-chorus I actually enjoy a lot, but then the chorus just kind of underwhelms. The, you've got radium eyes. It's pretty meh though, I'm gonna have to put it into meh. Next we have the first Xbox exclusive song, and easily the worst, we have number 76, Pearl Jam, Life Wasted. As much as I love grunge, I was never really into Pearl Jam. I always thought they were the lame dad rock band of the Seattle Four. This song hasn't convinced me that I should reconsider that. Oh man, we gotta have something from the new Pearl Jam album in our re-release of Guitar Hero 2. Nah, nothing from 10. Some mediocre crap no one's gonna remember in 2024. That being said, Eddie Vedder needs to be protected at all costs since he's the last one. Peak Pearl Jam can get a pass, but this one is really meh. Next up, we have some underwhelming DLC new metal. We have number 75, Playmo, Sept. French metal? Oh, the baguette, Jacques Cousteau, Eiffel Tower, Anyway, sorry, this is okay. The French apparently aren't doing anything special in the metal department. Kind of boring for a new metal song, and I like new metal. Meh. Are we ready to piss off metalcore fans now? I think we're ready to piss off metalcore fans. Starting the string of really bland metalcore songs they decided to add to the game, we have number 74, Maylene and the Sons of Disaster, Memories of the Grove. Apparently, this is the singer from Underoath. I'm a bit of an Underoath apologist, since at least Lost in the Sound of Separation is a really good album, but I just can't get behind this. I don't know, this is the last of the DLC songs I listened to, and I just couldn't finish this one. At least the other metalcore songs try, but I was just so ready to be done with this pretty much immediately. It's going in meh. And holy cow, this song from a respected artist sucks, but here we have number 73, Soil Work, Exile. I'm told Soil Work is actually a really good band and that this is just a bad song off of a bad album. I was hoping since the other two songs in this DLC trio were non-English that this would be a Swedish metal song actually in Swedish. No, I was wrong. It's ironic the band is called Soil Work because this song is dirt. It's such cookie-cutter metalcore. It might not even be metalcore, but it's the same vibe. I'm not sure exactly what makes metalcore metalcore, other than I know it when I hear it. Wikipedia says they're mellow death, but whatever, I'm not a fan. It's going in meh. Time to shit on one of the more popular 2000s metalcore bands, judging by how many shirts I've seen of this band. We have number 72, Atreyu, X's and O's. Oh boy, Atreyu. I'm so thrilled. I can't wait to completely dismiss one of their most popular songs for all their fans to tell me how wrong I am once they're out of detention. I feel the exact same way about this song as I do the other songs. Just take everything I said about the Not Under Oath song and every metalcore song in the future and just copy and paste it here. Most metalcore is the fucking same. It doesn't matter. You could tell me this was As I Lay Dying or some shit and I'd probably believe you. So many of these bands sound exactly the same. God, people are gonna hate this list. They're really into metalcore. It's going in there. Let's just keep pouring that salt. Next is 71, The Bled, You Should Be Ashamed of Myself. Oh cool, another metalcore song. I'm so glad they decided to do these DLC songs. No, seriously, I'm so stoked on metalcore, you guys. My favorite part is how all these songs blend together into one. It makes ranking them totally not arbitrary. This one sounds like every other metalcore band. Alright, cool. It's going in meh. Let's stop pissing off metalheads for a while and start pissing off some 80s soft rock fans. Next we have number 70, The Police, Message in a Bottle. This is what I like to call Elliot Rodger music. Damn, that joke's dark. Message in a Bottle is not as crap as 90% of Sting's discography. It's one of his more tolerable songs, but this is just annoying white guy reggae fusion crap he was doing. I fucking hate this type of 80s music, the Patrick Bateman shit. I mean, at least they didn't add a fucking Phil Collins song. This song just doesn't do much for me. It's kind of Doctor's Lobby music. I remember liking it when I was younger. I think there was a whole The Police phase I went through for like a month because I was tricked into thinking they were good. Damn you, Synchronicity, for spreading your lies. At least it's fun to play on Guitar Hero. I'm gonna put this boring ass song into meh. Some more soft rock bullying. We stick to the main set list with number 69. Nice. Matthew Sweet. Girlfriend. This song is not a fan of the vocals at all. Even if there is a couple Matthew Sweet songs, I don't mind. It's just kind of a random ass inclusion. Who the hell talks about Matthew Sweet? Who the hell cares enough to say stuff like, I would have preferred Sick of Myself? Me, that's who. Anyway, this song is just kind of lame. I don't like any part of this song, and it's just kind of, for lack of a better term, really lame. Meh. Now, going back to metalcore, we have number 68, Shadows Fall, The Light That Blinds. I remember this band being on Headbangers Ball. I didn't get into them. I didn't get into a lot of metalcore bands, as you can tell. This song starts off really good, and then the actual meat of the song is just McDonald's. It leaves me just wanting it to end, but at least it has a moment, meh. I already forget what this next song sounded like, but here we apparently have number 67, The Neighborhoods, The Parasites, just called Parasite in the game for some reason. I want to like this for the weird, but I find this oversteps the line and becomes kind of boring. The guitar is alright, I just don't like the vocalist here. It's not a terrible performance, it just doesn't gel with me, if that makes sense. I'm just simply not a fan of this, it's going in meh. Next, we randomly have a legendary band in the bonus section. We have number 66, Voivod. I think that's how you pronounce it. I never knew how to pronounce it. The Extreme. Okay, so I get that Voivod was super important and influential to thrash, but this is a song off their 11th fucking album. I don't think they're in their prime anymore. This song is alright. It's just kind of basic thrash, which is ironic me saying it about a band who helped define the fucking genre. It's just kind of meh. Next up, we have a song that could have been really good if a majority of the song wasn't total crap. Here we have number 65, Trivium, Detonation. Let's poke the bear some more by making fun of another popular metalcore band. Man, I used to make fun of Trivium so much as a teenager. They were like the winner of metalcore to me. Nothing has changed. This is pretty crap. The singer still sucks. It sounds like a total poser. And I know a lot of people like Trivium, but I don't understand how you can think this crap is cool. It gets kind of good at the bridge, which actually is technically the chorus here, but at the end of the song for some reason. But all metalcore is beautiful at the bridge. That's kind of the point, right? You do the wheelie wheelies for a while and scream and whine for a bit, and then the last minute you're like, hey, let's turn this into a Smashing Pumpkins song. Am I wrong? This is still a poor man's Avenged Sevenfold to me, and I don't even like Avenged Sevenfold. But that bridge chorus is really good, so it's keeping it at a terrible. It starts off crap, but then it gets kinda good. It's still meh. Last song of this mediocre tier, and last song I will be completely dismissing, we have another Xbox 360 exclusive I didn't give a shit about either. We have number 64, Rick Derringer, Rock and Roll, Coochie Coo. I honestly don't know a whole lot about this song, other than it's a one-hit wonder. I think Todd in the Shadows had a video on it, but I don't remember any of it. I never really liked Rock and Roll, Coochie Coo. I always found it super corny. Rick Derringer just lacks the charisma to make any of this work, and I feel like a better vocalist could have made this song better. Like, I can see a band covering it and it being pretty decent, but I don't know. This is like basic 70s crap to me. I don't like it. It's going in meh. Finally, we are out of that minefield of popular songs I just don't enjoy, and let's start off the decent tier right. And at 63, we have Van Halen, You Really Got Me. Seriously, out of all the great Van Halen songs you could have added, you have the fucking Kinks cover. You're lucky you released an entire-ass game of just Van Halen songs, Guitar Hero, or else we would be having a talk. I mean, it's a decent cover, I guess, but there's like 50 Van Halen tracks I would listen to before ever putting this on. It's also freaking Diamond Dave and Eddie at their prime, so it can't be meh, so I can at least squeeze it at the bottom of decent. Continuing with the dad rock theme here, we have number 62, Kiss, Strutter. Oh boy, Kiss. Everybody loves Kiss, I guess. Kiss was a huge part of my childhood. I feel like if you grew up as a kid in the 90s with rock fan parents, you had to have heard at least 10 Kiss songs in your life. Kiss has the merchandise that would make Insane Clown Posse tell them to take it down a notch, but sadly none of the music to back it up. Strutter is fucking basic as shit. However, Kiss still one of those bands I can't hate on just because of how nostalgic they are to me. Plus, Strutter isn't really a bad song, so it can at least go into decent. Next up, we actually have a band I really like, but this is just one of my least favorite songs by them. We have number 61, Rancid, Salvation. I fucking love Rancid, but I really wish they had something from And Out Come the Wolves instead of the inferior Let's Go. It's a very Rancid song. Poor kid in a rich neighborhood stuff, but there's much better Rancid songs. Like, this is like Color by Numbers as fuck. I was left disappointed that this was the pick, but I'll still throw it in D. Decent. Staying with punk, we have number 60, Vagiant, later becoming Tijuana Sweetheart with FTK, Fuck the Kills. I enjoy this. I loved me a bit of Riot Girls. They're trying to be the Gits, but hey, if you're gonna try and be a band, the Gits isn't a bad place for inspiration. This is a pretty basic girl punk song and nothing we haven't heard before. They have a much better song in Rock Band, but this one here is decent. Another staple of Harmonix setlist, we have the one and only, number 59, Honest Bob and the Factory to Dealer Incentives, Soy Bomb. Very B-52s vibe to this one. I like the surf guitar. I mean, it's competent, but it's also really, really basic and doesn't do anything special for me. And did we need yet another instrumental song? This is like the 10th instrumental I've listened to for this list in a row, and I'm just not trying to let it negatively affect how I feel about this song, but it is basic, but kinda cool basic, because surf rock is cool. It's going in decent. I'm just gonna stick with bonus songs for a while. Next we have a new face in number 58, The Last Vegas, Raw Dog. I find the line Raw Dog the Night to be pretty humorous. This is also pretty good. Very bar band, but also it's good bar band music. Singer sounds like if M Shadows didn't have that disease that causes him to do annoying things with his voice. It's decent cock rock, it's going in decent. Next up, we have a song I actually expected to be higher, but it's right here instead. We have the infamous 57, Buckethead, Jordan. Jordan is the super hard song of the game, a distinction that will become a staple of the games later down the line. I remember seeing videos on YouTube of people perfecting Through the Fire and Flames pretty much a week after Guitar Hero 3 came out, but I remember it took almost like a half a year for someone to perfect Jordan. Am I wrong on that? Am I mistaken there? I definitely remember it going down that way. Anyway, this is not one of the all-time great Buckethead instrumentals. If you really want some truly great Buckethead, Soothsayer and Nottingham Lace is where I would personally direct you, but it was still super cool he wrote a song for the game. It's more of a demonstration than a song, and that's what I tend not to like about most virtuoso stuff. It's more, hey, look at what I could do, rather than, hey, let's make something with a good melody, a general theme and vibe. Anyway, it's decent. Next, we have a much less impressive guitar-driven instrumental, but it's just way more of a song to me. We have number 56, Brian Kahanek, Gemini. Why the hell isn't this one on Spotify? Anyway, this is a fun song, a decent instrumental, very poppy, but I don't know if I would ever go out of my way to listen to it. I mean, I would have to go out of my way anyway, since it's not on Spotify, but it's crunchy. It has a nice vibe to it, and it's chill. It can hang. It can go into decent. And the last of these bonus songs before I start pissing people off again, but we have number 55, That Handsome Devil, Elephant Bones. I appreciate the inclusion of weird experimental rock in these games. This isn't bad at all. It's funky and the drums are cool and the lyrics are humorous. It's nothing I would ever give a shit enough about to return to, but it could go as a decent. We ready to go back to pissing people off? I think we're ready to go back to pissing people off. This low on the list, we actually have two songs some may view as top tier, but not to me. I'm actually throwing the fans a bone with them being this high to begin with. Number 54, we have The Rolling Stones, Can't You Hear Me Knockin'? Okay, so, let me explain. The Stones and me have always had this mutual understanding where I'll respect you guys as long as you don't constantly invade my ear holes, which they really haven't, to their credit. It in my lifetime, so that's good. They're kind of just like the Simpsons of rock, where they started off fine enough, but then they just kept going until being a zombie version of itself for decades, and they just won't go away. I just can't get behind Mick Jagger. I was never a fan. I guess Can't You Hear Me Knocking is alright. It's a Stone song. That doesn't seem to end. It's going into decent. Are you still there and you haven't stormed my comment section with angry posts? Well, let's change that then. Ready for one of the most iconic rock songs ever to be called Mediocre by moi? Here we go. I warned you. Number 53, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
Flat. It's so flat. You don't even look good while you're singing. The worst thing I've ever heard.
Guns N' Roses is another band I never got the hype around. I mean, some of their songs kick ass, like Welcome to the Jungle and Paradise City, but there's also just so many of the songs where I'm like, Axl Rose trying to be a soft boy really irks me, and I just never really liked this song. Slash plays a, hey, I'm making scales sound really good riff, like usual, and Axl is just all, It's a Guns N' Roses song, yep. It has glimpses of beauty, but it just mostly has me checked out and looking at my phone waiting for it to end. God, I'm gonna piss off a lot of people with this one. I'd be surprised if I don't get death threats. It's going indecent. If you actually sat through that garbage, I applaud you. Now let's pretend people are still watching and keep going with some bonus songs from bands nobody's heard of outside of these games that I put over to iconic legendary songs. Number 52, we have the Acrobrats with Laugh Track. I'm worried the Acrobrats may be stuck in the 90s, but I do enjoy the 90s punk aesthetic, so I'm not exactly complaining. Anyway, this is just another pretty damn good bonus song, and I'm actually compelled to check out this album that's been featured in the game twice. It might be a hidden punk jam, who knows, which I always just love finding, actually. Solid pop-punk track, it's going into decent. Next up we have 51, Noble Rot, Kick to the Curb. This is a nice punk jam, one of the better ones out of the bonus songs, if you ask me. It's pretty fun and has a nice progression to it. It doesn't wear its welcome, and it does its job. It's more than I can ask for here. It's going into decent. And now, with some much-needed doom metal, we have 50, Megasus, The Lottery. Megasus, more like Mega Sauce. Finally, some sludge, some extra sludgy sludge, loves me some doom metal. So having a doom metal song in this game makes me happy, which is ironic, because the vibe is oppressive and depressing, which is how doom should be. I mean, it's not the best, but its inclusion enough makes me want to put it in decent. Woo, we have some metalcore that I didn't hate. Next we have 49, All That Remains, 6. I may have seen this band live, but I don't remember if they were at any of the Ozfest that I went to, but I feel like they were there at one of them. I just learned the guitarist for the song Ollie Herbert died in 2018. That's a shame, because he's quite good. I rarely ever listen to metalcore in my daily life, but I can appreciate a good metal song every now and then, and this is a pretty good one. I actually enjoyed it. I can throw it pretty high and decent. Not just one, but two. Next up we have number 48. Protest the Hero, Bury the Hatchet. Protest the Hero, I remember being one of the metalcore bands I actually didn't mind, like Between the Buried and Me or Darkest Hour. I don't mind the more mathcore stuff. Dillinger Escape Plan is cool. I like this. It's like a Between the Buried and Me song that isn't 15 minutes long. I can throw it in decent. Going back to the main set list, next we have 47, Alice Cooper, Billion Dollar Babies. Hell yeah, Alice Cooper. I've actually seen him live twice. Known as one of the last nice guys left in rock, he's probably the most influential member of the shock rock genre, and the most tame. The guy used to be super controversial in his day, which I find adorable. They'd shit their pants in the 60s if they found out Guar would be hanging out on daytime television. Anyway, this is nowhere near one of my favorite Alice Cooper songs, unfortunately. I mean, it's not a bad song, but give me Feed My Frankenstein instead, please. Song is still good. It's Alice. It's going indecent. One more in this very exciting field of, yeah, it's alright. We have 46, Stone Temple Pilots tripping on a hole in a paper heart. I'm very picky with SVP, and this is not Interstate Love Song, so boo. I kid, this song is alright. Just STP out of all the super mainstream 90s alternative bands that have ruled rock radio over the last 30 fucking years is the one I have probably the least amount of nostalgia and fondness for. This song is just kinda mid anyway. It's not even from Core or Purple, what the hell. Once again, I kid, but also on some serious shit. Yeah, probably should have went with their first two albums when they were in their prime instead of that post-hiatus album. I guess I can throw it in the decent. We have another bonus track I liked more than I thought I would. Here is 45, The Amazing Crowns, Mr. Fix-It. I do like their Devo vibe. Am I the only one who gets reminded of Whippet? I dig it. It's kind of hard for me to dislike punk, it seems. I might return to this one. I don't know. So I'm just gonna put it in the decent. At the very middle of the list, we have a very fitting band for the king of alright. We have number 44, Jane's Addiction with Stop. Jane's Addiction is another band like Stone Temple Pilots that I'm not super fond of in the grand sphere of super mainstream 90s alternative that clogs the airwaves, but Ritual D Lo Habitual is a pretty kick-ass album. Stop is a pretty damn good opener too, just something about Jane's Addiction keeps them from being something that's in my regular rotation, and I think 80% of it has to do with Perry Farrell's vocals. They're just obnoxious even on their good songs. Plus, when you're playing a Jane's Addiction song on guitar, it means you're cosplaying as Dave Navarro. Ew. I don't even think Dave Navarro wants to do that. Anyway, song's decent. Anyway, let's go back to pissing people off now. 43, we have Avenged Sevenfold, The Beast and the Harlot. Oh boy, another super popular and beloved band I could never get into. This is one of their least bad songs. It's not like it's back country or anything. Jesus fucking Christ, fuck that song. Man, I really am asking for it, aren't I? This is a rare moment where M. Shadow's vocals are not as grating to me. Wow, see, Avenged Sevenfold and me have this issue where I will always start off liking the song and then M. Shadows will take me out of it, and I just see them for the tryhards they are. But weirdly enough, that doesn't happen on this song. I enjoy it the entire way through. It's actually not bad. Am I listening to Avenged Sevenfold on my free time, though? Fuck no. It's going indecent. And hot take of the century coming up. At 42, we have Kansas, Carry On Your Wayward Son.
What are you guys doing writing that derivative crappy 70s crap rock? What are you doing? We're not playing that song ever again.
I feel like this is going to be the point where most of you turn on me. Okay, so I could never get into Kansas. I knew many a dad really into Kansas, and while Dust in the Wind is an absolutely beautiful song, I just never really got into Carry On My Wayward Son. It's one of those iconic tracks of the game, even being heavily included in the South Park episode, but it's just way too dad rock for me. It goes over the edge. It sounds like something the dad from Seventh Heaven would listen to in his study when his family wasn't home because he didn't want to taint their ears with devilish rock music, but he can't resist the temptation himself. It's okay. God will forgive him if he says 10 Hail Marys. But I won't forgive him. It's something you listen to in a leather chair, moving your fingers at a beat, and maybe, I don't know, snapping? It just does really nothing for me, but I can recognize it's a decent song, and a lot of people do like it, and it's not, like, egregiously boring or terrible, it's just 70s crap. So I'm just gonna throw it in decent. Alright, and we are now reaching the part of the list where we get into songs I actually will not be embarrassed to say I like. Here we have 41, Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil. Motley Crue, I feel like, is kind of underrated these days. As far as hair metal goes, they were pretty undeniably top tier. As much as I fucking hate both Vince Neil and Tommy Lee, and also Nikki Sixx, they had some fucking jams. They weren't poison. These guys actually rocked. This is pretty good arena rock right here, but it's still arena rock, which I'm not too crazy about. It still rocks. Who am I kidding? But is this ever going into the rotation? No. It's not Dr. Feelgood and Kickstart My Heart, so I'm just going to put it in decent. I believe we are getting to the first album that I like, and here we have 40, The Pretenders, Tattooed Love Boys. This is such a random Pretenders song to add to the game. I still don't understand it. It's still off of a classic album, and it's pretty damn good. The line, "I shot my mouth off and you showed me what that hole is for," raises my eyebrow, but I overall like the song. It's decent. Now, for a song that they play at my job all the time, we have number 39, Stray Cats, Rock This Town. I have an idea for a theme restaurant, an 80s-themed, 50s-themed restaurant. The 50s rockabilly nostalgia in the 80s and the idealized fairy tale version of the 50s portrayed in movies like Back to the Future never ceases to make me laugh. I actually kind of respect Stray Cats in a weird way. They were all in on both the 50s theme and the cat theme for this album, with their other big hit from it being Stray Cats. Cat Strut. This is one of those pop staples they play everywhere, and a song I knew existed for the entirety of my consciousness, actually, so it's one of those songs that's kind of weird to rank, mainly because I don't like it that much to begin with, but it's still a fun, enjoyable song, and one of the most famous rock songs of the entire 80s, arguably, so I can at least throw it in decent. Hey, remember this band? 38, we have Wolfmother, Woman. A decade before we had Greta Von Fleet ripping off Led Zeppelin, we had Wolfmother. But Wolfmother was actually decent. Woman's no Joker in the Thief, but I could fuck with it. It can become obnoxious if I'm not really in the mood for it. That "woman, you know you want man" shit can become grating very easily, but catch me on a good day, I can vibe to this. I'm just gonna throw it in decent. Getting into the top part of decent, we have 37, The Sword, Freya. Freya is the only The Sword song I've heard, and it was because of this game, which means nothing has ever compelled me to check out other The Sword songs as much as I like Freya. I mean, it's definitely good, it rocks, but I don't know, I think it just lacks that certain something for me that makes me remember it after I'm done listening to it, though I do enjoy it as I am listening to it, and then I forget about it. I swear it's good, though. It's going to decent. Much like The Sword, we have another band I actually discovered from this game that I never bothered to check out. We have number 36, The Living End, Carry Me Home. The Living End is another band I was never compelled to check out despite actually liking the song. It's a very high energy song about drinking until you're a giant baby who needs to be taken care of. There's a punk rock tinge to it despite being blatantly a bar rock type song, and it isn't a bad track despite being a tad unremarkable, for me at least. It can go in to decent. Now, we get to a band that has 4 fucking songs in this goddamn game, including DLC. We have the one and only, number 35, My Chemical Romance, This Is How I Disappear. I'm gonna be completely honest, and this might make a lot of people mad at me if you're not yet. Why not just alienate everybody? I never really got into MCR as a teenager. Yeah, Young Trash was quite the hater in his day, and not only was I anti-emo music, but I really let you know it. I was annoyed. But nowadays, I find MCR to be one of those bands that have stood the test of time, because fans of them care just as much about them today as they did back in 2006, and I feel like I really missed the trade on that. And besides, without My Chemical Romance, there would be no My Immortal, the Harry Potter fanfiction, not the Evanescence song. Now that I think about it, 9/11 inspired Gerard Way, and look at all the fun and cringy things he's inspired. We might not have that entire Hot Topic aesthetic or 50 Shades of Grey if it weren't for 9/11. Anyway, yeah, this song is decent, but the weakest of the 4 entire fucking songs from Black Parade to make it into the Xbox 360 version of the game, but it's still good. It's going in decent. Same band, different song. 34, My Chemical Romance, Dead! Black Parade is like Green Day's American Idiot for me. Those are the 2 2000s albums that are like universally acclaimed by literally everybody that I just never felt compelled to check out based on what I knew about them. I mean, at least I respect MCR a lot more than I do like Fall Out Boy. Oh, I know I'm gonna get all the Fall Out Boy fans mad at me, but I'm not scared of a bunch of middle schoolers. I really, really am. am just asking for it. Or it's Dead is alright. Like a lot of MCR stuff to me. I don't hate it, but I'm probably not going to listen to this outside of this list unless I have a serious turnaround on my apathy towards the MCR, Fall Out Boy, and Panic at the Disco trio and actually sit down and listen to the Black Parade. For now, it's decent. Last song of the decent tier, we actually get to the final boss of the game. We have 33, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Freebird. I'm gonna be honest, kinda hate that they added Freebird to the game. Play Freebird is like the what chant of rock music. It was never funny and you're annoying for saying it. I do have a soft spot for Lynyrd Skynyrd though, despite having some imagery in their music, their album art, and their merchandise in general. I'm not a big fan of, if you catch what I'm saying, but they just have such a pretty sound to them. However, fuck this long ass goddamn song. I don't mean that, but why does it have to be 9 minutes long? 6 minutes of them is a guitar solo, and granted, it's a great solo, but I get tired of this song around the 6 minute mark, and then I just spend the rest of it getting annoyed. I have such a love-hate relationship with the song, because that first half is just goddamn gorgeous, and I love it. It could have been 6 minutes, and it would have been fine. You don't need to dedicate 6 minutes to a solo that seems so disconnected from the rest of the song. Anyway, bitching about its length aside, it's still a really good song and going on the top of this tier, but it's never going to be a song I listen to in my free time because I rarely ever want to listen to a song that long unless it's just a mind-blowingly amazing song or Lightning Bolt, so it's going in decent. Finally, we are two songs that I am quite fond of and will listen to outside of the game, and there's a whopping 32 of them, all but 9 being main setlist songs, which goes to show how great this setlist is. Starting off this tier of great songs, we have number 32, Dropkick Murphys, The State of Massachusetts. Listen, I know I just shit on metalcore for all sounding the same, but Dropkick Murphys are dope. They're better than Flogging Molly, at least. However, I do feel like once you've heard one Dropkick Murphys song, you've kind of heard them all, but Irish folk-inspired punk is something I can fuck with, being an Irish-American myself on the East Coast. I'm, like, legally obligated to like this. I can jam to this. It's a very high-energy, fun song that comes from a band that makes a lot of high-energy and fun songs. Who'da thunk? That's what I like about Dropkick Murphys. You know exactly what you're gonna get with them. Wow, I really am contradicting myself, aren't I? The biased fucker. It makes them less interesting of a band, but I just can't hate on a good Dropkick Murphys song. It's going in the rotation. At 31, we have a song that I totally forgot about, but it kicks ass. Here we have Bang Camaro, Push Push, Lady Lightning. This song was kind of a meme in my friend group in high school for about a minute. Anytime the word push was used by somebody, me and my one friend would just start saying, Push, Push, Lady Lightning. This song kind of rules. Bang Camaro are like one of those 80s rock revival bands that were sprouting up sporadically throughout the 2000s, but in a good way, in a The Darkness way. The band seems to understand what makes arena rock arena rock, and they're almost like a tongue-in-cheek parody, while also just being a good band. It's catchy, it's got moxie, and I actually dig it. I remember wanting to see good things from this band, but it just never happened. I do like how the band has like 8 members dedicated to just being vocalists. This one is at least in the rotation. So, remember what I said about Spinal Tap? Number 30, Death Clock, Thunder Horse. Yes, some quality Adult Swim content for our Guitar Hero games. This was for the stoners. Death Clock always impressed me by just being a kick-ass band, despite not even being a real band. It's genuinely some kick-ass metal. I actually had a couple of the Death albums, so I have already proved that I will listen to this music on my own time. Death Clock rules. I'm so glad I immortalized them in Guitar Hero lore. It's going in the rotation. Getting to an MCR song I ended up really liking, we have 29, My Chemical Romance, Famous Last Words. This is actually the first time I'm hearing a lot of these songs from Black Parade. I'm whelmed. They're alright. I can totally see getting more into this song though. It's good enough. The chorus is incredible, and I can see maybe getting more into stuff from Black Parade on the back of this chorus alone. I can totally see myself singing along to it once I'm more familiar with it, actually. I can throw the song in the rotation. And the award for Most Improved Bonus Song goes to number 28, Drist, Arterial Black. Alright, Drist, this is much, much better than the crap you had last time. I'm shocked this is the same band. This song is actually legitimately good. Every part of the song is enjoyable, and the chorus is really pretty. I can actually see myself listening to this outside of the game, which is usually rare with these bonus songs. It's going into the rotation. Next up is the vocalist for a band I have a ton of nostalgia for, but we have number 27, Danzig, Mother. I am a way bigger fan of classic Danzig era Misfits than I am of any of his solo stuff, but Mother is a good ass song. I get he has his fans, but give me punk Danzig over metal Danzig any day. Mother is easily his best solo song, and if I'm gonna listen to any of Danzig's solo work, it's not gonna be his Elvis covers, it's Mother. Song rules. I find myself singing along to it every time I listen to it. His wailings of "Mother!" are just so good. I wish all his solo stuff was this good to me. I might have enjoyed it more. It's going into rotation. Surprising even myself, here we have 26, the Allman Brothers Band, Jessica. I actually really like the Allman Brothers. They got some jams. They're kind of underrated. This song is just really pretty. The song comes alive through the song, and it's a nice little musical journey throughout, a story told by a guitar. It has this Charlie Brown-esque nice feeling to it, and it kind of rips. I fuck with it, actually. I really like the piano, and as far as instrumental goes, I feel like lyrics would just ruin the crunchy vibe, and I'm glad it doesn't have them. It's going in the rotation. Another underrated band, once again we have 25, Deep Purple, Hush. There was a school project I did once where I animated a music video for this song. It's official Trash Lost Media. In fact, I wish I still knew how to animate. I haven't done it in over a decade, and it would actually make my channel a lot better. Maybe I should dust off that skill. In time. Anyway, Hush. Yeah, this song just jams. Deep Purple returns again with a better song than Smoke on the Water, if you ask me, and this song is what got me to give Deep Purple an honest try, and I had a whole Deep Purple phase that coincided with when that project was active. It's nostalgic for that reason. The keyboards absolutely rule on this track, too. It's just such a cool song that's going into rotation. One of the few master tracks on the main set list, so it doesn't sound like shit in the game, thankfully. Here we have 24, Primus, John the Fisherman. There's way better Primus songs. I guess this was their introduction to the public, so it makes sense being here. Personally, if we're going Frizzle Fry era Primus, I would have much preferred Pudding Time or Too Many Puppies. But John the Fisherman is still a damn fine choice, even if it wouldn't be my first. This has the trademark Primus weirdness and an infectious bass, an undeniable hallmark of a good Primus jam. And it's just the cool songs throughout. Les Claypool tends to be good at that. I can put it into rotation. Now, for the last of the songs I only got into through this list, here we have 23, Los Rodriguez, Sin Documentos. Oh boy, some Latin music. Sadly, I don't listen to as much Latin music as I probably should. There's a ton of good stuff that gets released that completely gets ignored by English-speaking listeners, and I feel like I should combat that. I've never heard this before, but it's fucking awesome. It's so much fun. I love the piano, and just the entire vibe of the song is great. It's just such a random inclusion for DLC. Some Latin rock from the 90s, but I appreciate the inclusion of some really good Latin rock in this game. I'm glad I discovered it. I'm actually going to put this in the rotation. Back to the main set list. 22. Thin Lizzy, Bad Reputation. Hell yes, a Thin Lizzy track. Thin Lizzy is underrated as fuck. Nobody ever gives them credit, but they fucking rule. Bad Reputation also fucking rules. It's just a jam. Some good, honest-to-God 70s hard rock. I always thought they sounded like a better version of Kiss, and this song definitely has that Kiss vibe, but instead played by people who were fucking awesome at music instead of only being showmen. Thin Lizzy rocks. I really wish we had more of them in these games, but I'll take the one or two songs we got, I think. I believe Smoking in the Boys Room was DLC at some point, but I might be wrong. Regardless, it's going in the rotation. Going back to talking about Vice City music, here we have number 21, Anthrax, Madhouse. Madhouse is fucking great. It has that Vice City nostalgia to it, and it's just a great solid track from one of the goats of thrash. There was this one time MTV put on a contest where the winner would have Anthrax come to their house and trash it. How metal is that? I remember going through an Anthrax phase and actually getting some of their stuff off eBay just because for some reason finding Anthrax on LimeWire was really hard. Wow, what a sentence. The riff of Madhouse is really cool, which makes it obvious why they included it in the game. Anthrax shreds. I honestly have an issue with Joey Belladonna's vocals on a lot of their songs, though. Like, I feel like they'd be better with, like, a Slayer-type vocal style, rather than this guy trying to be Dio. Anyway, this song rules, and I'm going in the rotation. There are only two bonus songs left, and right here I'm putting number 20, Freeze Pop, Less Talk, More Rock. This is actually the song that got me to check out Freeze Pop's other stuff. This song fucking rules, I'm gonna be honest. I remember after playing the song for the first time going to my computer and booting up LimeWire to check out more of them. They turned out to be alright. A little disappointing compared to how cool this song was, but I still enjoyed exploring their stuff outside of these games. It's fun to play too, which helps it out. I kinda love it. It's a very solid pop song, which isn't something I thought I would say in this Guitar Hero ranking, but here we are. It's actually going into rotation. And the last and the best of the MCR songs we have at number 19, My Chemical Romance, Teenagers. This is actually one of the first MCR songs I remember listening to and going, okay, this song is kind of cool. But back then, I was so anti-emo, but now that I'm older and less of a hater when it comes to mainstream shit, I can at least say this song kicks tons of ass. It's bar band as fuck, but in a good way. It seems to be having a lot of fun. The chorus is so fucking catchy too. It's honestly one of the few MCR songs that was in my rotation before this list, so I'm gonna throw it in the rotation. We haven't talked about grunge in a while, have we? Number 18, Toadies, Possum Kingdom. Oh hell yes. I was so excited when they added Possum Kingdom to the 360 version. This is such a classic grunge song. It's such an unorthodox pick, though. It's like if they added Web in Front by Archers of Loaf or something. Oh, I mean, I would have gone apeshit. But really, who the hell still talks about Toadies? They should, they were awesome. But seriously, I'm amazed someone else remembered Toadies was a thing. This song is like a deranged and unhinged request for companionship, also known as How I Search for a Mate. This song is all over the place in a good way, and it doesn't take itself too seriously and just goes where it wants to go. It just doesn't give a fuck. That chorus is also so catchy. It's in the rotation. Now, for like the 10th instrumental I played in this game, we have a banger of one. We have number 17, Rush, YYZ. Like Alice Cooper, I've seen Rush live twice too. Sadly, they didn't play YYZ either time, but still, they were good shows. Rush reminds me of Tool, where they're such audio nerds that they will have these little Easter eggs and references in their music within the notes they play. And for YYZ, oh, look at the main riff. It's Morse code for YYZ. Okay, cool. Anyway, is the song good? Yes. It's one of the better songs off of Moving Pictures, an album with a lot of good songs. In fact, it's one of the Rush albums I'm really fond of. YYZ is another instrumental, like this game didn't have enough of those, but it's a really cool and trippy one. That bass line is funky as hell, too. I dig it. It's in the rotation. We're getting into the nitty-gritty, the last of this tier, which means we have 15 entire songs in the fucking top tier, which, wow, that's impressive. Topping off this tier, we have the great number 16, Iron Maiden, The Trooper. Ah, Bruce Dickinson and his love of military aesthetics. If you're any kind of metal fan, you most likely think Maiden rules, which is not even a hard statement. How could you not? This is a great Maiden track, and if I'm being completely honest, I find it to be gorgeous. The signature Maiden horse gallop basses here, as well as Bruce Dickinson screaming about soldiers and war or whatever the fuck he's prattling on about, I'm sure he's having fun. This song rocks, as most Maiden songs, and it's just good the whole way through, despite not being exactly one of my favorite all-time Maiden tracks, but I'm still gonna put it in the rotation. At the top tier, we have quite possibly my favorite bonus song ever put in the game. Here we have the immortal, the legendary, the iconic, the Burninator himself. We have motherfucking number 15, Strong Bad, Truck Door.
I said consummate, V's! Consummate!
Fuck yes. I am the biggest Homestar Runner fan, and this cartoon was where my love for the cartoons first started, so seeing it in Guitar Hero, I marked the fuck out. It's a classic in internet history. It's up there with Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny as far as truly amazing internet videos that changed everything. I know earlier I shitted on Spinal Tap for being a joke song in this game, but this, unlike Spinal Tap, is a joke song that actually high-key fucking rules. That riff is so bad. Badass, and so is Matt Chapman as Strong Bad screaming TRACTOR at the top of his lungs. I would have too, but I have roommates and neighbors. I'm beyond thrilled this is cemented as part of Guitar Hero's legacy. Bravo, boys. Legendary pick with this one. 10 out of 10. Did you just put a Homestar Runner song over Maiden and Rush? Yes, I fucking did. Continuing this high, we have literally my favorite band, only making it to 14 on this list. We have number 14, Nirvana, Heart-Shaped Box. In Utero has a special place in my heart. In fact, Nirvana in general has a special place in my heart. They are one of my three favorite bands, and the only out of those three to ever make it in a Guitar Hero or a Rock Band game, so it's the only band I'm gonna talk about in that way. I would have bought a Guitar Hero Nirvana if they made it. That's how much I love all their songs. I bought every song they had on Rock Band DLC, which coincidentally was the entirety of Nevermind. Heart-Shaped Box is a song allegedly named after Courtney Love's vagina, but a better name for that would be Hole's Hole. I kid. Heart-Shaped Box is one of the most iconic songs from the band, and probably the most iconic that's not on Nevermind. Maybe you could argue About a Girl or All Apologies, but I digress. It's funny, because as great of a song it is, I would probably put it in the second half of the album. If I ranked every song from favorite to least favorite, I mean, come on, it's nowhere near as good as Dumb, Scentless Apprentice, Very Ape, All Apologies, Milk It, or Rape Me, but it's still a great part of an absolutely stellar album. I'm still gonna put it in 10 out of 10. Next up, we got the sequel to Nirvana. No, not Nirvana 2. We have 13. Foo Fighters, Monkey Wrench. I absolutely adore Foo Fighters. They're undeniably one of the best rock bands of the 90s. A lot say they fell off in the 2000s, but I think their music was still good in later stage of their career. They never started to suck, in my opinion. They just became slightly less amazing. Nobody could have kept that up, honestly. I know Dave Grohl's reputation has veered off a cliff as of late, but I still have a soft spot for his music. After all, like I said, Nirvana's still my favorite band. I actually like this more than Heart-Shaped Box. Too. Color in the Shape is just such a great album with banger after banger. It's no Everlong, but Monkey Wrench is still one of the best tracks of the entire record. It's a ton of fun the entire way, and I absolutely adore Dave's screaming vocals in the song's bridge. As far as post-Kurt's death alternative rock goes, early Foo Fighters is always super top tier for me. Jeff Probst would approve of this 10 out of 10. Let's just keep it 90s alternative up in here. Next is 12, Butthole Surfers. Who was in my room last night? Fuck yes, some Butthole Surfers, and it's not Pepper. I was legitimately shocked that Butthole Surfers getting an inclusion in a mainstream video game without it being fucking Pepper. They've seemed to exist in the cultural zeitgeist as a punchline due to how silly their name is, but no, they're seriously one of the best bands of the 80s and the 90s. They are so unapologetically weird, which is the best way to draw me to your music. They're like a grimier punker Primus. This song is just a sea of noise. Gibby's vocals are great and drowned out in noise, as it should be, and it's just a fucking kick-ass track and one of my favorite inclusions to this game. It's 10 out of 10. We're really getting into songs that have a special place in my heart. Here we actually have number 11, The Reverend Horton Heat, Psychobilly Freakout. Fuck yes. The song just rolls the entire way through. I'll tell you what it is. So fucking good. Just an explosion of awesome guitar playing from one of the best to do it. I fucking love surf rock, so this was always up my alley, and I'm just really happy they have one of the best Reverend Horton Heat songs in the game, even if they completely remixed the track in Guitar Hero. I would have loved to see maybe DLC for a later game of the original, but we never got it, I don't think. Oh well, this song rips anyway. 10 out of 10. Top 10 time, and I actually have a choice some might find odd being this high, but I'm sticking with it. At 10, we have Lamb of God, Laid to Rest. I've heard people dismiss Lamb of God as redneck metal, and they have a point, but Lamb of God is still really good. This song in particular being one of my favorite tracks from the band. Out of all the guitar tracks on the entire setlist, this may be my favorite. That riff is just so good, and it's just such a huge focal point throughout the entire song, while the rest of it is just punching you in the face. Randy Blythe's vocals are great and metal as fuck. I love the "See who gives a fuck" delivery especially. The entire chorus is fantastic, if you ask me. And then the bridge is just absolutely rips. This song is so good. It's one of the best metal songs of the 2000s. I don't care. Ashes of the Wake was such a dope album. I don't care that most Lamb of God songs sound the same. They're consistently good. Leave me alone. It's 10 out of 10. This is another song that just has such a hold on my heart. At number 9, we have Cheap Trick, Surrender. Surrender is legitimately one of the best pop rock songs ever made. Now, this is how you start off a Guitar Hero setlist with an easy song. Way better than I Love Rock and Roll. This song is just so fucking cute and wholesome. It's a song about dealing with your crazy family, but having those moments where you realize you're not so different from each other. After all, you are family. And it's also about dicks falling off. It's a perfect pop song. I never get tired of it, no matter how many movies and commercials I've heard it in, how many times I've listened to it in my spare time. It's just a super good song. It's going in a 10 out of 10. I'm gonna be honest, this top 8 was really hard to do. I can't believe a song of this caliber is only number 8. But here, we actually have Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name, Hell Yeah, A Ball to the Wall, Unapologetically Political Jam, and one of the best. It's one of their staples, even if I'm more into Evil Empire than I am Battle of Los Angeles, if I'm being honest. Just fuck you, I won't do what you tell me, is like a life mantra at this point. It has a life beyond just this song. Granted, it was hijacked by Selfish Crybabies during the pandemic for a bit, which is hilarious considering the political leanings of Rage, but I digress. Todd Morello's guitar is fantastic on this song, and it adds even more of a hard-hitting edge to the already hard-hitting Zack De La Roca rapping. It's a shame the fucking cover they did for this game sounds like some shitty head PE knockoff. I'm glad they finally got some top-tier rap rock and Guitar Hero. Yes, I like rap rock. Oh yeah, if you ever feel victimized by my music taste, just rest assured knowing Limp Bizkit is actually unironically one of my favorite nu metal bands. Never take me seriously. Listen, it started off as ironic and then it became genuine. Anyway, Killing in the Name is 10 out of 10. God, can this just be a 7 way tie for number 1? At 7, we have Heart, Crazy Audio. Fuck yes, Heart. Heart is such a special place in my heart, as genuinely one of the best hair bands of that entire era, and they just had real artistry when a lot of the bands in that genre really did not. They were all about taming that strange, while Heart was out here trying to make great music. Crazy Audio is fucking beautiful. That guitar during the chorus is just so good. This song has the vibe of a Wild West duel. I can't explain it, but it's just so fucking great and high key badass. This love will translate into another Heart song we might talk about in a later video. The Wilson sisters are national treasures. I Heart Heart. 10 out of 10. How the fuck is this only 6? At number 6, we have Dick Dale with Miserloo. First off, I want to say that the fact that Dick Dale isn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a goddamn travesty, and they should be ashamed of themselves. Dick Dale, if you don't know, influenced 3 separate goddamn genres of music: surf rock, metal, and punk. He also inspired a young guitarist known as Jimi Hendrix. Dick Dale is legitimately a fucking legend, and if he's not in your conversation for best guitarist ever, you're just wrong. This song is also known as the Pulp Fiction theme, but this song is better than the movie. I'd rather just look at it as another great Dick Dale jam. It's a shame the Guitar Hero version is a remixed version of this song, like Psychobilly Freakout, and not the original, but hey, I would imagine it'd be hard to exactly imitate Dick fucking Dale. Dick is a legend of rock music. Dude deserves to have high praises sung upon him at all times. This song is 10 out of 10. The very, very packed top 5. Here we start off with number 5, Megadeth, Hangar 18. Rust in Peace is the greatest metal album of the 90s. I'm sticking to that. 70s is Paranoid. 80s is Master of Puppets. 2000s is probably Toxicity. Yeah, it's Toxicity. All 4 of those albums are chock full of songs I would call 10 out of 10. Rust in Peace is just so fucking good. Hangar 18 is a gem, and possibly one of the most fun songs to play in Guitar Hero history. It's just such a kick-ass part of an already kick-ass album. Dave Mustaine is as stellar as he usually is on vocals, and fuck is this song just the red. It does not stop kicking ass. The ending half of the song, which is pretty much just a guitar solo, is so fucking good, and somehow one-ups the absolutely amazing first half of the song to end it on such a powerful note. It just does not stop kicking ass. Hangar 18 is just so good. It's 10 out of 10. The fact that one of my favorite songs from my youth is only at 4 is crazy. Number 4, we have Suicidal Tendencies, Institutionalized. Institutionalized is legitimately one of the greatest punk rock songs ever made. It's a tale of a disenfranchised, mental illness-ridden youth and his school and parents not doing much to help him. The song is so chaotic. I adore it. There's lines that have become iconic for me, especially the "Just One Pepsi" line. It's meme worthy. I'm also personally a fan of "Now You're on Drugs." Every second of this song is great. It's so unhinged and so unstable. I love it. Psycho Mike's vocals are fucking incredible on this track. Possibly the best punk vocal performance I can think of, at least. This was originally my pick for the best song in the game before remembering the next 3 songs we will be talking about were in the game. And now here it is at 4th. And I'm so mad I can't put it higher. This entire album kicks ass, and this is the highlight of it. Institutionalized fucking rules. 1 like equals 1 Pepsi for Mike. 10 out of 10. I only had Institutionalized at 4 because the King of Punk appeared. Number 3, we have Iggy Pop and the Stooges, Search and Destroy. Iggy is on my rock Mount Rushmore. He is the granddaddy of punk, and I have no idea how the man managed to outlive Bowie. I know this isn't technically punk, but proto-punk, but this is still one of the best punk rock jams I've ever heard. It's punk to me. Punk is an attitude. Iggy Pop's vocals are fucking incredible, as always, for early Stooges track, and this has always been one of my favorites. Baby, penetrate my mind really sticks with me, and so does his wailing as the track is closing out. Forgotten Boy. Such a fucking awesome inclusion to the game. I'm really glad they gave the Stooges at least one track in a Guitar Hero game. I would have loved to see Your Pretty Faces Go Into Hell or I Wanna Be Your Dog in future games, but hey, at least we got Search and Destroy. This song just has so much balls. It's incredible. It's 10 out of 10. 2 songs left, and it was a very hard choice for me. At number 2, we have Black Sabbath, War Pigs. Guitar Hero spoils us with another phenomenal song off of Black Sabbath's Paranoid, also known as the greatest classic metal album of all time. An anti-war jam, it's one of the best left-wing jams you will ever come across, and it's possibly the best Black Sabbath song. Fairies Wear Boots being in Guitar Hero 3 would have made this an absolutely perfect trilogy of songs for Paranoid. War Pigs is perfect. Satan laughing spreads his wings. It's just such an iconic hallmark of the entire genre. It's one of those long songs I don't mind being so long because it's just so fucking good throughout the entire song. And don't get me started on that bridge. It's beautiful as metal should be. So glad this song made it into the game. Goddamn, fuck war and the people who start them. 10 out of 10. Number 1 couldn't be anything else. This may be an underwhelming pick for some people, but I don't care. I stand by it being one of the best rock songs ever created. We have Alice in Chains, Them Bones. Seriously? The best opening track to an album of all time. One of my selling points of Dirt is the fact that it immediately opens with Lane Staley just screaming in your ear with Jerry Cantrell's booming guitar backing it as the song just punches you in the face in preparation for one of the best musical experiences of your life. It's my favorite song on one of my favorite albums of all time, so you know it's going up top. It would take a pretty special song to top this one for me. I don't even think Ace of Spades would. It just explodes with power. It's like a grenade blast that lasts 3 minutes. It's Alice in Chains at their best. Also, Ken Masters from Street Fighter even listens to this in his convertible. Think you know better than Ken? Get sure you can, punk. Them Bones is the best fucking song in the game. I fucking adore peak Alice in Chains. I was so happy when I saw this was included. It's going into 10 out of 10. And that's every song from Guitar Hero 2 ranked. I really hope all of you don't hate me by the end of it. I stuck to my guns and I put songs where I felt like they needed to go based on my personal taste. If you have a different list, I would love to see it in the comments. I recommend just doing main set lists though. Don't do what I did and go through every freaking song you could possibly play in the game. I think I might do Survivor 46 next. I'm kinda tired of reviewing music for a little bit. I know I said last video I would be doing Tony Hawk 2 next. list, but this list kind of kicked my ass and I need a break. I'll let you all know if plans change. Anyway, you guys are legends if you made it this far. It was a lot of fun to revisit these games. I hope to see you next time. Goodbye.
Trapdoor was a man. He was a dragon man. And he was just a dragon. But he was still Trapdoor! Burn and they take the countryside. Burn and they take the peasants. Burn and they take all the people. That's roof cottages! That's roof cottages! And the truck door comes in the night!